process again. He says, this is the process of life, from not living to plantation and so on.
Again, toward reason and goodly discernments. Again, toward outside of these five senses and six directions. These footprints extend as far as the shore of the ocean. Then the footprints disappear in the ocean. Because, from precaution, the resting places on the dry land are villages and dwellings and caravansiers. On the contrary, the resting places of the ocean, when its billows swell, have no floor or roof during stay and detention. These stages have no visible beacon. These resting places have neither sign nor name.
You see, step by step, he said, this is what the changes are. And there is something else. When you're walking on the land, there are footsteps. When you come to the ocean, there is no footsteps. Over there, we could explain step by step by step. But when we are in the ocean of knowledge, there is no this step and that step. Yes, there are different situations, the waves are here, and blah, 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 blah. But it's not the same. Because here, the steps are different. Yes?
Between every two resting places yonder, there is 100 times as much as from the vegetal state to the essential spirit. You have seen this life in deaths. How are you attached to the life of the body?
Yeah, this is the place that he will not say chasmidei, he will say chafsidei, a wrong dictation of the word, because that master pronounced it bad. So here is that. First of all, hanging on something, jokingly he will change the dictation. But what is he talking about really? Say yes. Look at you. The changes happens like this, that something should go away, something new come, right? And you have seen plenty of this. How come that you're hanging on the eternity of this one? You wish this body to be here. And there's something to add to that. This body, yearly, it goes worse and worse and worse, and there is a time that it's better not to be here. I believe in euthanasia. I wrote the letter officially, yeah. Because there is a moment that I don't want to live like vegetable, because I passed that from the vegetable, I came to the animal, I came to the atom, then the human being, and that's it. And from that, I will go somewhere else. Where? I think it's a good question. Where? I don't like this anymore, right? So I want to go away. But do I finish? This will finish. Where do I go? You're imagining somewhere else, somewhere. No, this is where Rumi is, right? When you are, your influence is in the future, you are there because you are the cause of that, you are a part of that, and that's what it is, isn't it? The real outcome of my life is what I could give in these classes. And that part is not biochemical. What is it? Is know-how in the knowledge in me, right? Only that. A little part of that. Period. So, I could exist. But this one is not really worthy to exist for a couple of hundred years from now. It doesn't work that way. Yes.
Come, O crow, give up this soul. Be a falcon. Be self-sacrificing in the presence of the divine transmutation.
Okay, because it couldn't be really translated. First I read the Persian, listen. Him bede ezav in jan baz bash. Pish tabdil khoda jan baz bash. See, that jan baz bash have two different meanings, two complete different meanings, but it rhymes like that. That's why it's told like that. That, oh, you crow, give up the life and become the falcon. We talked about it. What is the difference between the crow and the falcon? The falcon is hunting for me. The crow is crying for his own life. Right? Then, in the face of transformation of God, you should be a giver. Give your life. That's another John Basel, which is John Bachtan. So, rhyming with these two, to say that, listen, that life of you is not worth it. Because when you give it up, you could become the falcon. You could forget about being the crow. Yes?
Take the new and surrender the old. For every this year of yours is superior to three last years. If you will not be lavish like the date palm, pile old rags on rags and make a heap, and offer the stinking and rotten old rags to every blind man. He that has seen the new is not your customer. He is God's prey.
Yeah, this is the trick. When he wants to bring it down to the normal conversation, he talks about a very simple stuff. The old stuff is bad, the new stuff is good. We shouldn't argue about that. So, you should understand it. To give the old life and get the new one. Forget the physical one and attend to the cultural one. Yes?
He that has seen the new is not your customer. He is God's prey. He is not your captive. Wherever is a flock of blind birds, they will gather around you.
Means the stupid people will gather around you and will like you and will love you because they're stupid. Do you like to be loved with the stupid people? Or give it up and become a new one that the real understanding people will like you? Yes?
Oh, brackish floodwater, that blindness may be increased by brackish waters. For brackish water increases blindness. Hence the worldly are blind of heart. They are drinkers of the brackish water of clay. Continue to give brackish water and buy the blind in the world, since you have not the water of life within you. In such a state, you would happily live and be remembered. In blackness of face, like a Negro, you are rejoicing.
Yeah, that's the point. There's a tricky stuff. You say that, okay, without becoming the new one, you want to remain the old one and being loved. Isn't it silly that you want to be the worst one of you? Because the old one of you is the worst part of you. The best part of you is the new one because the new one is the fruit. This is what we talk about, we call it culture. What does that mean? Culture, it will be cultivated in me. Then it grows and it flowers in me. That's how we look at it. You say, look at it that way. You want to remain the old one? Sticking to the old one? Yes?
In such a state, you would happily live and be remembered. In the blackness of face, like a Negro, you are rejoicing. The Negro in blackness is pleased, for he has been a Negro by birth and nature. He that for a day is beloved and beautiful, if he become black, will seek to repair.
Ah, you see here, he's not racist. He's not talking about race. We say, okay, somebody has a black skin, right? He's not worried because he's black. He's born black. But if somebody is white, then he goes black, there is a problem over there. Yes?
When the bird can fly, when the bird that can fly remains on the earth, it is in anguish and grief and lamentation. The domestic fowl walks complacently on the earth. It runs about picking grain and happy and bold, because by nature it was without flight, while the other was a flyer and open-winged.
Translation. This is something we talked about before. I hope you remember. He talked about the different birds and said there is a kind of bird which is not a real bird. That's the hen that you have in the house. It cannot fly. It doesn't understand the flying. It looks like a bird, right? But the other one could fly, and none of them will remain in the house. Here, talking about the house. The bird of the house means thinking about me, this house of me existence. That's what it is, right? That one of you is not the real birdie, because it cannot fly. But it looks like birdie to silly people. The people who doesn't know the flying stuff, so they go, this is a bird. No, the bird is for flying. That's why the best is the falcon, because it sits down and whenever the eyes are open and say, go there, it will fly. That's what the bird is all about. Means the thinking is for this, that I have a question, so I send this birdie to find the answer of that question and bring it back to me, for me. I like that one. That's useful for me. It's not useful for him. So this birdie doesn't hunt for itself. The birdie which is in the house is doing it for itself. So let's look at it again. A long paragraph. For what? And the long paragraph, it was a prayer. Except the first verses, which was, oh please change me. The rest of it, did you hear anything about the prayer? But it's a prayer. What was it? All of it was explaining the uselessness of this crow. The silly part of this hanging on life for no reason. If life is good, this folk is what? Life is good or bad? It depends. Before humanity, life is good. Remember? Death is bad, period. Because everything was as it was. What happened when we came here? Do you remember? With our creation, good and bad started to be here. Before human being, was there any honesty? No. So everybody was cheating, and that was good. It is still good in the animals. They cheat each other, don't they? So that's a part of life. But when it comes to me, cheating? Because I understand the meaning of honesty. How?
and why. I know that